All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. I'm joined with Jason Brashears, archaics.com. You can see him on YouTube. He's got a huge following. He's blowing up with his simulation theory. Now, this is one of the first guys I went to when Terrence Howard came out. And listen, it was very impressive, everything that Terrence Howard said, which we're really going to dissect it here and really get into it a little further, because some of these things are a little outlandish. Some of these things seem to me like a little bit of a mental breakdown. I mean, you could say anything right now on social media and people just take it. It creates a huge atmosphere of circus, and it gets out of hand. It looks like right now it's getting very out of hand with Terrence Howard. And let's dive into this a little bit, because I kind of have the same point of view as Jason on here, that these people are put out into the public on purpose to persuade or the cattle a certain direction. Am I right in saying that, Jason?
Yeah, we've seen it with Russell Brand. We've seen it with Candace Owens now. We're seeing it with Cat Williams. It's the same formula, the confidence game. We're seeing this over and over. He's just okay. Another player, but he's a sophisticated one. They chose a real dime to perform this role.
All right, folks, this is going to be good. Buckle up. Get your ChuckDefense.com/Nino, folks. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this just by making one change, folks. He still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day long. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Nino, or by clicking on the link below this video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/Nino, and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it truly is. Just a reminder, though, folks, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old, and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dramatic changes in his health simply by focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by clicking on the link below, folks. Get started with the Chuck Defense. All right, Jason, here we go. This is an interesting one, because I do believe Terrence is very intelligent. Obviously, I think we can agree on that, correct? Very intelligent guy.
He is intelligent. No doubt.
But our concern is, could he be being used for something else, right? That's what we're going to be talking about today, because I understand. And how does this coincide with your simulation theory? I want to know what your views on his whole he's basically saying he's going to kill gravity. Yeah. And he has 97 patents. He said a lot of things, man, outlandish, crazy stuff. When you start looking into it, though, it doesn't really add up, does it?
Well, Owen Benjamin has been going pretty deep on the patents. And so other people have already been releasing YouTube videos, looking into the patents, looking the virtual reality patent that he's always talking about. Has absolutely been denied. The U.S. Patent Office denied that one. His other patents are almost cartoonish. So no, I'm not on board with what he's talking about on the
so
patents.
He said that I think that he has a patent, a virtual reality patent, ownership of a patent. What can only be described as an interesting 3-hour conversation. The entire AR/VR world was built off my first patent, is what he claims. That was abandoned because I paid $260,000 for the worldwide patent, but then my lawyer kept sending me these maintenance fees and annuities. I'm like, these folks are just trying to shake me down. I'm not going to pay this. Howard explained.
Yeah, I'm not even impressed with patents. Come up with a concept and file a patent.
Right, right. It's still making money. The patent has earned over $7 trillion. And you didn't get a piece, and I haven't gotten a penny of it, he added. Howard also shared that he could kill gravity, and he shared that he could debunk the Pythagorean theorem. I always have a problem saying that word. We're about to kill gravity. We're about to kill their god, gravity, and they don't want that. Howard told Rogan, showing him a video of how linchpins can rid Saturn of gravity. Explain this to me.
Well, I mean, you would have to get him to explain it to me because it doesn't make any sense to me. What you can do with a computer model, the replication of the geometry of gravity with its rings and all that, everybody that can be replicated by what it's input in. In whatever you put in the input is gonna show on the output. So showing a computer graphics model is never gonna be evidence of anything. So I had a problem with that, but more so, can I share my screen and show the three books from which I know he got his information from?
Absolutely.
Let me so I'm still getting familiar with your, this is Zoom, so I got, is there a share feature on the bottom?
In the very bottom, yeah. You just hit share screen.
Oh, share screen. I see it. Cool. All right, there it is.
And then hit share sound.
I can share the entire screen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So, I was explaining to some people that, you know, you already know that I was in prison, and I'm very well read. And in my imprisonment, I literally received a copy of this book from the author. This is Dale Pond's book, and he cites Edgar Cayce, John Keeley, Rudolf Steiner, Nikola Tesla, several other greats. This book literally conveys what Terrence Howard was showing us in 3D models, 3D printed models, and all that. He changed the vernacular. He's giving a really good presentation because he's showing in three dimensions what these men only showed in two-dimensional charts and graphs. But the information is essentially the same.
So you're saying he got his information from this book here, or from?
He does. Well, I'm gonna tell you now. We have to give Terrence Howard credit because he didn't just get the information, but he did cite Dale Pond. He did say, he did talk about John Keeley and and he talked about several other people. But in the presentation of his material, he kind of washes over the fact that these are the pioneers. They didn't have the money he did. They didn't have the technology and 3D printing to produce those models and all that. But this is, we're all standing on the backs of our predecessors when it comes to research. And more attention should have been given to some of these researchers and what they did. He did admit to go to being educated by the University of Science and Philosophy. Now, this is very deceitful because...
So in other words, he's taking credit for something that's already been explored and
it's already been put into the field. Yeah, it's already been put into the field. It's some really good stuff by former writers, but I read these books when I was in prison. So when I'm listening to the Joe Rogan podcast, I'm like, wow, I've read all this material. This is the discovery of nothing. This is all about the negative spaces he was talking about in his Joe Rogan podcast, where all the magic happens in the negative spaces. The primary philosophy behind this guy right here, Lyle Jacobson, is that there is nothing to fill without a previous empty, and that all the magic in physics and magnetism and electricity happens in the spaces between geometrical objects. And this is the difference between the Euclidean, this is the difference between the straight line geometry of the Platonic solids, and what he's bringing to the table, which is essentially the repackaging of sympathetic vibratory physics, which other men have already put their entire treatises out about. So this has already
been trailblazed. This has already
been trailblazed. He's repackaging.
So what is he doing? He's just repackaging it and taking ownership of it?
Absolutely. Now on Joe Rogan's podcast, it really paints a picture that he's like among the intellectual elite, that he is very well educated in all these matters. Now, you have to understand, he specifically said in his first year of chemical engineering at whatever it was, Pratt University or whatever it was, that sounds real impressive. Then you find out it wasn't his first year in chemical engineering. It was his only year because he quit college in his first year. He never went and got his college degree, ever. He quit in his first year, and one of his electives was chemical engineering. See, these are red flags. These are red flags for the fact that you're putting yourself out to be something that you're really not. And before he could be pressed about his collegiate education, he switches over on the Joe Rogan podcast and says that, well, in my time at the University of Science and Philosophy, and he mentioned it like three or four times before I'm like, man, something's wrong here. So I look it up online and I realize, oh damn. I've been educated by the University of Science and Philosophy too. They're the ones that sent me The Physics of Love and The Universal Law of Reveal, these two books I just showed you, which led me to ordering Jacob Lyle, 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 I mean a Jacobson's material on the discovery of nothing. So I'm like, wow, I'm already familiar with all this when I'm listening to him, but it's not a real university. It's like L. Ron Hubbard's school.
Come on,
it's
man.
not a it's not accredited. You don't get bachelor's, you don't get masters. It's like my
so this
own
guy's actually a
archaic
college
academy.
dropout.
Yes, he's a college dropout, 100%, 100%. Yeah, man. You can't make this stuff up, man. But this, none of this was said on Joe. A lot of things weren't said on Joe Rogan. They avoided. I'm talking about when he was giving his dissertation. He specifically did not mention two key elements, and I disagree with that because I refuse to practice exclusions. Everything must fit somewhere in the archaics model. And the Fermi paradox, when he and Joe Rogan were talking about extraterrestrial theory, they refused to even entertain Fermi paradox, which should be in every ancient aliens type of conversation. Because
Fermi
the
paradox,
Fermi
what is that? Can you explain that for
Fermi
someone like
paradox is a very real thing. It's a mathematician's observation on the habitable belt, and that the number of stars that is calculated to be out there and how many habitable worlds must be out there as well, according to astrophysicists, means that there must be over 100,000 advanced alien species out there that have already developed technological sophistication, who have come to our world hundreds of thousands of times, and yet we have no evidence of that. The Fermi paradox is a scientific paradox, meaning, listen, if we're in a real universe, if we're not, instead of some maybe false construct made by the devil, I don't know, it's just an idea, but if we're in a real cosmos in a real universe, we should have been visited by extraterrestrials many times. Their vehicles, their the exoskeletons of their capital ships from 10,000 years ago should still be in a desert somewhere.
Well, I
haven't
mean, if you
crashed
watch
there's
Ancient Aliens on History Channel, that's what they say, that
Well,
we
that's what
are
they say, but they don't produce evidence
seeded.
of it.
But I mean, they're kind of alluding to the fact that we were, seeded by,
Yeah, I get the
visitors.
illusions, but David, one thing you're probably unfamiliar with is that I've done email campaigns and public campaigns, and I've been calling out for debate anybody in Ancient Aliens franchise who wants to show the evidence, because I'm ready to debate. I'm
Well,
ready to debate
I
that
think
fact.
the whole Ancient Aliens franchise was a conditioning process to get us ready for the alien card that I think the
Oh
government
man,
will
yeah, that's
ultimately
still in the
hold.
Illuminati deck. Yeah, no
Yeah,
doubt.
right. I mean, am I right in saying that it's all about conditioning?
Right. So the Fermi paradox is one thing they didn't talk about, and we can forgive them of that. But in his dissertation explaining the solar system, how it works, and how the closer you get to the sun, you get increased pressure systems, and it goes out. And that's a really nice model. It's not a workable model, but it's a nice model. When you listen to it, he makes it make sense. However, in making it make sense, he completely omitted the Titius-Bode law. And we have to, anytime you're talking about a structuring of the solar system, the Titius-Bode law has to be introduced somewhere into this conversation. The Titius-Bode law is very interesting. The distance of Mercury from the sun times pi is literally where you find the perturbations of Mercury's orbit going around the sun. When you take the distance of Mercury to the sun times pi, that's exactly where you find Venus. And Venus isn't a totally circular orbit. It's elliptical, but within that elliptical belt is pi. So when you take Venus's distance from the surface of the sun times pi, 3.1418, you find exactly where Mars is in its elliptical orbit going around the sun. When you take Mars's distance from the surface of the sun times pi, this is where you find the strewn field ring that we know of as the asteroid belt. This mathematical formula continues to Jupiter, it continues to Saturn, and it continues to the two dash giants on the outside called Neptune and Uranus at the transect where Neptune and Uranus absolutely change places in their orbits. Now, this is the astrophysical model. I don't know if it's true or not. This is what NASA tells us. But in the model NASA has given us, the Tatius-Bode law is real. And the only thing that doesn't fit the pattern is Earth. Earth is tucked in between Venus and Mars. And by the Tatius-Bode mathematical distribution of our system, we do not belong here. It's like we came from somewhere else.
With something or someone placed us here.
Or the entire solar system model isn't really true. Either way,
doesn't Ron L. Hubbard speak on this a little bit? I mean, doesn't his theory kind of go with this? I mean, he believes that.
Well, no, I'm not really familiar with L. Ron Hubbard. I was kind of turned off by reading some of the Scientology books. He makes a lot of sense on some things, but then that's how a PSYOP is. A PSYOP is always going to hit you with a lot of truth first before it starts including these little things that are to distract you.
Do you think Terrence Howard is that?
Hey, I'll tell you what, I'm still sharing my screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to stop.
Yeah, just go down below. It says stop share.
Stop share. Cool. Got it.
Okay. So do you think Terrence Howard could be that?
Let's just look at the evidence. Real fast, I'm going to sum it up for you. So check it out, Nino. We're dealing with a man who's a method actor. Method acting absolutely requires someone to get so into a character they assume their traits, and they borrow from their own historical emotional background. This is the danger of method acting. We've seen many method actors commit.
You can't say that word, but I'll have the editor take that out. But let me just say something. I met Terrence Howard in the boxing gym in Houston when he was playing Muhammad Ali. And I got to spend a good couple hours with him, and I was showing some stuff in the ring, and he was acting like Muhammad Ali, and I found that to be very. He was method acting, you know, because he was acting like and I was like, "What's with this guy? I mean, he could turn that off. Like, why isn't he turning that off?" And I remember that he was acting like Ali in the gym.
Hey, that's really interesting that you should say that because we're dealing with a man who assumed 65 different personalities. Terrence Howard has been in 65 movies. That is 65 times in his life he had to assume another personality and be so convincing that he got awards. He finished the movie. That's very convincing. Now, you have to understand what this does to the human condition. 28 TV episodes with over 61 individual episodes. 28 television shows. We're talking about somebody who all their life has been pretending to be someone else. This is what he is trained to do.
Is that kind of like multiple personality disorder or like?
I'm saying that we're dealing with either a single human personality that has become an expert at being a chameleon, or we're dealing with something deeper. And that's what I want to show you. I want to show you that this goes super deep, a very ancient practice. You can call it what you want, demon possession, spirit mediumship, whatever you want to call it. But it's not something I'm making up. It's in the field. Terrence Howard even admitted it. So check this out. This goes deep. I told you to go deep.
Yeah,
but 65 movies in your life is a lot. One movie takes a tremendous amount of time, effort, research, script, 65 different characters this man played just for movies. Then another 28 different characters for all his TV episodes. So we have here a very good actor. We can't deny that. He's a very good actor. That's what he does. 2015 is when he entered the international field as a researcher. Now, all of a sudden, in 2015, people are like getting clips from things he's saying at award shows that there may be something deeper about Terrence Howard. That's very interesting. His patents were filed in 2010. He kept a lot of this to himself. But in 2015, he starts becoming noted in mainstream media that he's got this scientific interest. Comes up with a whole new system of logic, according, this is self-proclaimed. 2019, Terrence Howard is explaining his scientific discoveries on movie sets with people. In 2019, he has a series of interviews in mainstream media where he's doing this, and then he got shut down like everybody else got shut down. Nothing happened after that. Hollywood had this huge shakeup. List gets published. Hollywood's in panic. You already know the story. Now everything kind of dies down in 2020 and 2021, 2022. Things start kicking back up again. And here it is in 2024, he makes an explosive debut on Joe Rogan. But 30 days before he went on Joe Rogan, he did a very strange interview wearing a wig, talking about being possessed in order to be able to be believable when he did his acting roles. Would you like to see that video clip?
Yeah.
Let me share my screen real quick. This blew my mind, man.
Make sure you put share sound on there. Okay. I told you, folks. I told you this would be good.
Oh, this is just the beginning, bro. This is just crazy. This is crazy. All right, I'm gonna get used to Zoom. Zoom is just the opposite of all.
Can you explain that?
Well, as an actor, as you're more like a medium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you really get there, you know, you go into this zone and you really divorce yourself of who you are,
mm-hmm.
and you just become a garment that something else puts on. Now,
right.
A lot of people sit up there and do impersonations of other folks,
mm-hmm.
you know, instead of allowing that spirit, you know, but I sit up and I'll pray for a little bit and go in a dark place,
mm-hmm.
go in a bathroom, turn off the lights, look in the mirror. We'll have light on it first, and then after 1 minute, turn the light off and, you know, and search until you see your own glow, your own aura, and then you watch it change.
Wow.
And it's a scary thing,
yeah.
because you'll feel like some hands are on you.
Wow.
And you lose a little bit of control of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you stay with it, you know, you'll be inhabited by
mm-hmm.
something, and then you walk out.
Man.
Wow. Who's allowing himself to be possessed, basically. He's asking for possession. I've heard of a lot of other actors, method actors, say this type of stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't like to isolate particulars. If it was just a single thing, I'm going to show you a couple screenshots. If it was a single thing that had come up in his past, then we can basically omit it. We can say, hey, man, he's just freestyling. Let me show you this. This website's famous, called AZ Quotes. They take famous people and they isolate 20 or 30 quotes these famous people have said. The whole website is about that, called AZ Quotes. Here's something Terrence Howard said. Well, hold on. Every one of us is an artist. And as an artist, you really can stroll into any venue that you want, as long as you take your time to learn the etiquette of the venue. The reason this is important is because he's literally admitting here
infiltration.
If he really wanted to pretend to be a scientist, all he has to do is learn their vernacular and he can pretend to be a scientist. Now, we're going to go to a different one. That's just that one. Here's another quote. You keep knocking on the devil's door long enough, and sooner or later, somebody's going to answer you. So, again, these are just little isolates, but let's put them all into their proper context. Because in 2015, he hosted the Guy Movie Awards. So these are movies for guys. It's called Guy's Choice Awards. These are shoot 'em up, bang 'em ups. This is an award show for basically movies that are put out for men, for guys. So he hosts this in 2015, and they're talking about, you know, everybody's giving their credit to God. Everybody's talking about, hey man, thank you for the award and all that. But not him, not him. He said something else, and he took a lot of criticism for it. As a matter of fact, when you Google him, this pops up everywhere. But he literally said, "I got the other guy on my side, Big Devil. Big D is my rolling buddy." And at that ceremony, when he had said that, He was given a special award as the host. He was awarded the most dangerous man in Hollywood. So these are some interesting things about his background. Remember, being a method actor, These are the things that
There's an
pop
actual
up.
award for that, the most dangerous man in Hollywood. There's an actual award for that.
Was then, they gave it to him. It's so crazy. I mean, all these things are in the field. They're all in the field. So when he says certain things, you gotta pay attention. We're talking about a man who is literally who's literally admitting that this 80 something different personalities that he's had to play all throughout his past, and that he, and other actors have commented and say, man, Terrence is a genius when he just takes over that role and all that. This is, but he's not claiming to be doing it. He literally just confessed that he has a ritual where he just totally relaxes, prays to sun. He didn't say what he prayed to, but publicly in 2015, he literally said that he made a deal with the devil. Now, he said it euphemistically, but that's what he was talking about. And then he literally admitted this was 31 days ago. So JT, this guy, I'm gonna send you the link to the full video so you can post it, in the description box. But we just watched that clip off of another YouTuber who had isolated that demon possession part right there. I'll send you the clip. I'll send you the link to that video when we're done. But he literally admitted that he goes into a bathroom, performs a ritual, prays to someone, and then he prays to someone, then turn around this is something my girlfriend just recently told me. I don't know. I'm not a mystic, but she is. And she was very specific when she listened to that video. She was like, oh my God, this is what is known as demon and or spirit mediumship, spirit or demon possession. Many, many people who have been possessed describe the same thing. That right before their whole body kind of loses control and like something's taking over them, and then they go out there and spit their lines, act in front of the camera, do everything. They feel what feels like pressure, like hands all over their body right before the change happens. And I did not know this was the thing, but when Dawn was listening to the video, this is exactly what she described to me. So crazy, man. I mean, I'm not into demons. I'm not into
Yeah, I
all
know
this,
this is just
but it
so
blows my
so
mind that none of this was really discussed on Joe Rogan.
right. No, and you can look here and just look it up, folks. Terrence Howard Patton's debunked. Goes into all his patents that are basically debunked. This is very, to me, this is dangerous, man. This is very revealing, the information that you're bringing forth on Terrence, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I'm gonna go ahead and show just a little bit of his interview with Joe Rogan, just a tad bit, just so people can see this, how outlandish this stuff really was. Let's see if it plays here.
Joe Rogan Experience.
Train by day, Joe Rogan Podcast by
as a mystery, and we invent
Yeah, it's not
these
playing for
thoughts
whatever reason. I
are
don't know.
from the time you were a babe. They're not things that you've learned.
No idea.
These are things that you had in your
Well,
mind.
it's just still to me very revealing what you're bringing forth. And like the stuff that he said on Joe Rogan to me raised a lot of red flags, Jason, to me, a lot of red flags. So we're always like, man, something seems off here. I've talked about this many times on my shows that during this time, during this spiritual war, during everything we're seeing with China, Israel, Iran, the conflict in Ukraine, everything that's happening politically here, it's a changing of the guard, and it is a spiritual war. It's not just a World War III that we see culminating. We don't just see that, a civil war brewing in America, but this first and foremost is a civil war. And everything that I that I'm seeing, there's a lot of what I like to sound the alarm bells on is agitators and psyops being ran right now within our movements to steer people away from certain to certain thinking or groups or whatever,
I
and to
agree.
start new ones. Like there's a few personalities, I don't even want to say their name on here, but that are agitators, that are stoking the fire. They're like gasoline on the fire, that are really pissing people off, or causing that emotional upheaval within certain groups of people, to pit us all against each other and to confuse us further. And now with what you're bringing forward with Terrence Howard, there, to me, it seems very likely like he could be one of those people, an agitator. Obviously, he's an actor, he knows what he's doing. He's said himself he summons spirits. I mean, he's allowing himself to be possessed. That says it all for me, especially when we're in this, we're in the middle of this spiritual conflict, this spiritual war right now, right?
I agree. I mean, there's a whole long list of red flags. You just tried to show one in the video where he was talking about that his very first memory was in his mother's womb, and that somehow he knew he had been there for 6 months, and that he saw something in front of his face and then realized it was his hand. And these are very complex thought processes for that early, and the memory is phenomenal. I didn't even know anybody could remember something like that. But
I can't remember. I have some vague memories of me, you know, when I was 3 or 4 or 5 years old.
Three,
but, I mean,
yeah, just... three. I can remember three. And yeah, the only like reason 3 years I know old. I was three is because my mom described the picnic. You know what I mean? And I remember it. And I remember it being magical, watching my dad go into a forest, but he came out somewhere else, and it just blew my mind. I was 3 years old. Yeah. So. Yeah,
no, but he's saying he remembers his birth. He remembers being in the womb. That's, to me, sounds absolutely ridiculous. Okay, first of all, I think he's just, I think at this point now, he's kind of, it's either some kind of breakdown, or he really is really trying to pull in, trying to be, he has this maybe delusion of grandeur. He's trying to become, create this cult following. He kind of have a prophetic type of appearance or following. I don't know what he's doing, but I think that you're right.
The white hoodie in the studio that looked all religious with symbols and the way he wore it halfway monkish. Yeah. All this is studio. It's all stage.
I think we need to really analyze this guy further. I think to be honest with you, there's huge red flags with this guy. Huge red flags. I mean,
okay, what about his
the internet on fire right now?
What about his description at 5 years old? He didn't say genie, but he described one where a being appeared to him in a dream at 5 years old and offered him anything he wanted. And he said the only thing he wanted was to know how everything worked. And in his dream, he specifically stated that he was astonished when the genie started handing him shapes. But he wasn't astonished at the genie giving him anything. He was astonished that the shapes that were being given to him were not the Platonic solids. What 5-year-old thinks like that?
Nobody. That's
come on, man. It's garbage. A story.
It's a story. And you know,
like beware
of false prophets, correct?
Yeah, man. I'm just not buying it. It's messianic complex, chosen one, delusions of grandeur. It's all here. But it's a. Remember, I told you about his. He never even finished his first year of college. You understand? And switched over to talking about the University of Science and Philosophy, which isn't accredited, but he made it sound like he had completed his education. But
many people are not going to research this guy or even look into him any further. They're just going to take him at face value and be like, wow, Terrence Howard is brilliant.
Yeah.
But really what we could be looking at here is a con man.
Yeah, 100%. Somebody who has acted so much in their life that they have assumed a new role and actually believe it. So
you now, think he actually, but he could, you know, he's maybe not out to purposely, you know, mislead people, but he actually believes this himself.
I don't want to make that assertion. I'm going to tell you why, because other red flags show that this is absolutely deliberate. Now you do know, I don't have a problem with anybody, you know, going into details about me. I effed up bad when I was 17 years old, but I was a kid. You know, I paid the price. I've done my time. But Terrence Howard effed up 4 times. He's a criminal. He's got a criminal history too. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't even know about it.
I didn't his know is that. Violent. I, mean, I, his don't, is, I don't. Go ahead.
Yeah, his is violent. His is violent. But it was all done as an adult, and it was repetitive. He got restraining orders against him. His former wife sued him. He even got real aggressive and got charged because he did whatever he did to a stewardess on a plane on United Airways plane. So this is something that happened over like a 17-year period. So I mean, 4 incidents is enough to show some type of character defect here. I'm not saying that he's guilty of every one of them, but when you're a multimillionaire, these things can get brushed up under the carpet pretty easy. But they're all a matter of public record. So. So it was Continental Airlines. I'm sorry. So another red flag is the Jimmy Kimmel Jimmy Kimmel Live. He did an interview on Jimmy Kimmel Live in 2013. He literally told the public that he had a PhD in chemical engineering from South Carolina State University, and instantly fact checkers called him on it and say, "No, you've never even attended South Carolina State University." That's a red flag
Are you
for you to
telling
say.
me he was on Jimmy Kimmel late night and he said this?
I'm telling you absolutely as a fact,
Do you
he
have the
said.
clip by any chance, or
No, but you can Google it. It's all over Reddit. It's all over
okay.
Google. All
Yeah,
you
no
got to
big
do is
deal.
Google it. Yeah, it's everywhere. No, they're not trying to hide it. He literally said he had a PhD in chemical engineering. Now, this is what happened. This is how slick he is. He did go. He didn't attend as a student, but one time he was asked to give a speech. He went and gave a speech at that same university. He gave a speech, South Carolina State University, and that night they gave him a certificate, which is called a Doctorate of Humane Letters, which technically is an honorary degree. The same thing Billy Carson does with his little MIT certificate. You know what I mean? It's nothing. It's not an education. So he went one night, gave a speech, they gave him a little certificate, an honorary degree, Doctorate of Humane Letters, but it's not a South Carolina State University degree. And it's definitely not
So
chemical
let
engineering.
me ask you this. Let me ask you this. So then what's, and then my mind automatically goes to this. Why would Joe Rogan have someone like this? And did he know he was going to spill all this out during the interview? Why didn't Joe Rogan ask
Okay,
these type of
so
questions or do his research on Terrence Howard before he had him
okay,
on?
check this out. Joe Rogan, hate to say it, used to like him. I don't like him anymore, but I used to like him.
Be
But
careful what you
Joe
say on
Rogan.
Fluff Tube though, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. Joe
Allegedly, this
Rogan,
is all.
right. Joe Rogan in the past very, very vocally said that he's willing to work for any alphabet agency out there as long as they pay him. And within 2 months after that, Joe Rogan exploded. So I'm not, you know what? Anybody that shows up on Joe Rogan to me is highly suspect. Now I've had people tell me, Jason, you're tripping, you're being too critical. So he's got some really good guests. And then I have other people telling me, hey, Jason, you do know that you don't just get selected on Joe Rogan. You have to pay for that interview. People are paying to be interviewed on Joe Rogan. Now, I don't even know if that's true. People are always
I don't
feeding
know.
me.
I don't know if that's true. I was with BJ Penn when he went on Joe Rogan's show, and I was in the studio, and it was an amazing studio. And I can say from my own experience, BJ was not paying to be on that show. I know that.
He wasn't paid.
No, he wasn't. Was he paid? No, I don't think so. I think he
Yeah,
was just invited on.
yeah, see, I'm glad you told me that because I have people feeding me all kinds of information,
Yeah,
but
but I
I
will
never
say
act on
that.
it.
But I will say that I did go in the office with Joe Rogan and I sat down with him and they were talking about Hawaii. And when I raised a question about Hawaii, he just looked at me and said, "Oh, well, that's all conspiracy theory," and he walked out. And that and he ended it and shut the book right there on me. Like he didn't want to talk about it any further. And so much so that he left and said, "I'll see you guys tonight." And I was like, "Wow, that was kind of an abrupt ending to a conversation." And I kind of felt insulted a little bit, but I thought maybe he was just a busy guy or whatever. But I could tell you off air, or if we
It's
ever want
listen,
to talk
you
about
ain't got
that,
to tell me anything. My spidey senses have been up on that. It's just, you know what? Some people
It
are
was
just
just it was
asking me to
very
be funny.
abrupt and very like I'm not talking about that and I'm out of here later. Like wow, I brought
I
into
get it.
yeah it was a conspiracy that we all talk about with Hawaii and I don't want to go into it, but especially on Fluff Tube, but to me, there's just a lot of stuff going on right now, and we got to be very careful about who we listen to in this spiritual war, right, Jason?
No doubt. There's no doubt. It's all spiritual. Every bit of this is spiritual. I'm all for it. So being spiritual, you raise a really good point. You raise a very good point. And the point is that when he first started talking to Joe Rogan, all I heard was confidence game. And what I mean is that he said, he's 55 years old. He smokes, very personable. He's giving us details about him. He took a shot at antibiotics. And a lot of people in the truther community like hearing that stuff. They like hearing about the homeopathic remedies. He did a demonstration on Joe Rogan of alternative like homeopathic remedy type stuff. People eat that up. It gains their trust. Now, he talks highly of the female he's with now, how she saved him from all these prior bad behaviors. Man, the female community eats that up, how this woman saved this guy. And this guy was very well established, and he was taking a fall. I'm not going to lie. My own situation is kind of like that, too. Archaics had taken a hit. Archaics, I don't even want to go into the details, but I took a huge hit about 11 months ago, something that blindsided me. And Dawn literally came in and turned my whole platform into a company running very smoothly now. So it's they love these type of stories. He talks about fasting. He talks about, he admits that you know, we need some vice. We're human. We're going to need some type of vice to get through this terrible world. These things are triggers. They're specifically designed to make him more endearing. He admits that Alan Watts having a wife and a girlfriend till the day he died was something that amused him because it shows that Watts was human. So we're being set up here on some really interesting things. There is a psychological technique here being employed, basically softening people for a major blow that is to follow, but to get us to forgive whatever we hear.
To get him to trust, anyway, to get people to trust and put confidence within him.
Right. So
to bring their guard down, it's a tactic.
And then, I'm even on board with him because he's Hollywood. I'm even on board with this message he's putting out.
So, hold on. Bring our guards down for what? What was the big punch he delivered?
That's why I'm talking about. That's what I'm thinking, that he's going to be. He and others are going to follow, where they're going to be introducing to the public that we need to start forgiving some of these elite, these actors, these shot callers. You know, they're just products of their environment. We shouldn't really send them to prison or make them pay for the things they did, especially as the narrative unravels, especially as we get closer and closer to actual prosecution of the, if it ever happens. So what I'm saying is there's an underlying message in here that, hey man, actors are other people too. We're not just actors. And yeah, we make mistakes and we get involved in things we're not supposed to get involved with when it's too late. But that doesn't mean you need to send us to prison, or it doesn't mean we need to pay for our crimes. This is subtext, man. And it's
this is a whole new perspective that I haven't looked at with this. Wow.
You know, he's not the only one. You're starting to hear this from a lot, because a lot of people who never gave Christianity or Catholicism the time of day, Russell Brand, you know, Candace Owens in her younger age, all of a sudden, they're really towing the party line. They're really going, because what happens when many of your politicians are all Christian all of a sudden? What happens when all of a sudden, all the shot callers in the media are all, but Christianity is back on the table? It's now like in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, Christianity is the leading thing in politics. In the 70s, 80s, 90s, it collapsed completely. Went straight liberal Democrat everywhere. But Christianity was the motive force in politics in the earlier United States and in Europe. And back then, we had the blue laws. Back then, you couldn't buy, sell, trade anything on Sunday. It was church only, church and barbecues. And when I was a kid, I remember the blue laws. I remember everything shut down in Texas on Sunday. So you remember that?
I do remember the same age I am.
So this is in the late. This is in the 70s up to the early 80s. In the mid 80s, they started lightening up on the Sunday blue laws. But what I'm saying is once we have this Christian takeover, which is happening right now, once this full Christian political takeover happens, guess what's going to be on the table, David? It's going to be all about forgiveness.
Damn.
That's all they'll be about. So
wow, so they're playing that card. They're playing that.
They're genius at what they do. They're genius. So anyway.
Holy cow, man.
So but he's hitting all the triggers. Herrence is critical of the elite. Herrence Howard on Joe Rogan was critical of the bankers, our economic structure. He's critical of politicians. He wasn't critical of other actors, but he's critical of all these things, and the people will eat that up. This is a part of the confidence game. He literally went through all the triggers. He even touched base on all the truther concepts. Do you want to hear that list? Because he nailed them. He went through like it was all staged, and he was prepped to talk about all these things to get all the attention of all these people. So his position on this was exactly what people wanted to hear. He talked about the damage. He talked about everything about it, talking about how evil it was and how they've been busted. All that on Joe Rogan openly talked about it, and then turn around and it's just a way to garner public trust. It is, while he shoves a false model of reality down our throats. So this is a, yeah, this it's very interesting how he just came out the came out and just listed all these things that make him sound, man, he's just a good old boy. It doesn't
Gaining
matter. It
trust,
doesn't even
gaining trust.
matter. It's the confidence game. It's exactly what he did, man. It was so genius how it all unfolded. I actually think that Joe Rogan took a back seat in that interview because Terrence Howard is so good at what he does, method acting. He literally method acted a scientist, or he attempted to. The only problem was, is you can see the cracks in the little holosphere here because he mispronounced many scientific words and terms for which a true scientist would have never done. Now, I don't mind mispronouncing words. I'm known for it. And it's endearing to people because they know my education was derived from the reading of books in a prison cell. So I'm forgiven by my community for the mispronunciation, you know. I can't even say mispronunciation.
Mispronunciations.
Yeah, man. So you follow my thought train though. He's not supposed to be making these mistakes. Not coming to us with this whole new scientific paradigm where he's going to overturn gravity and all this. So I get it. So the end of that conversation was also very triggering to me. He talked about dignity and integrity, but the conversation was about eating bugs. The very end of the Joe Rogan podcast, between Joe Rogan was talking about the eating bugs, and so
So
was
hold
Terrence
on,
Howard.
he was pushing the narrative of the bug eating.
They literally used the phrase dignity and integrity and what it would lead you to do in certain situations. You know, they were talking about Fear Factor, Joe's old show. But they introduced the whole idea of eating bugs, and Joe Rogan even said it's not so bad. It's not as bad as you think. Eating bugs is not as bad as you think. Literally
Interesting.
said that. Literally said that. So the confidence game is deep because Terrence Howard literally said, I'm going to quote him. I'm going to read this right here on my screen. He literally said, "We are all just one great being. The universe is probably just one cell inside some super organism. We are all God." That's what Jesus was talking about. Everything is a piece of God. Listen, David, people are going to eat that up. They're going to eat that up. Like, man, this Terrence, man, he's the truth. And they're going to look at his visuals, they're going to look at his robe. Every bit of this is programming. Every bit of this is 100% confidence game.
We are all one. We are all God. Is that what he
Yeah.
said? Yeah. I mean, that
That's what
kind
he
of also
said.
then.
Yeah, it's
Okay.
very mystic. It was
Keep
talking.
going. Yeah. Very mystical. Keep going.
So it's not that he wanted to get the mainstream population listening to him. He specifically addressed deep truther topics that are in the community from all these smaller, lesser channels. A lot of the channels smaller than yours, smaller than mine, are really in, they're really going into depth about, you know, the Anunnaki narrative. They go into the depth about the resets and the mud floods and the Tartaria stuff. These are all things the rest of I don't really go into a lot of that, although I kind of do with the Phoenix phenomenon on the resets. But he went deep talking about, you know, ancient aliens narrative, talking about pyramids being 100 to 200,000 years old. He doesn't know anything he's talking about. That is a reference to Zechariah Sitchin's work and Billy Parsons. He talks about the water damage under the Sphinx, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. He says it's 130,000 years old, and Joe Rogan corrected him on it. That's only 13,000 at the most. But he mentions Göbekli Tepe, which is a major, it's a hallmark in the truther community. It is a It is an archaeological site that has promoted hundreds of videos, the creation of hundreds of videos because of the implications. So he mentioned that, but he dated it too long ago. He specifically mentioned the Antarctic maps and tries to say that, well, it's proof that, there are civilizations here hundreds of thousands of years ago, but it's not. I've shown that those maps are 600 and 700 years old. It's not proof of a map surviving hundreds of thousands of years old. It's proof that the ice caps disappear repetitively. And I even on my channel, I have many videos showing vapor canopy techniques and how volcanism completely melts the ice caps, and it doesn't cause worldwide flooding because the moisture goes right back into the mesosphere. The mesosphere thickens, which is already there, it's scientifically viable. It's already there. It holds the moisture, creates a vapor canopy, and after a few centuries, the vapor canopy collapses, causing another flood. This is a cycle of our world. And in between one of those cycles, some navigators actually went to Antarctica when it had no 2 mile high snow cap. They went to Antarctica and they mapped the valleys, they mapped the river, they mapped the mountains, and US Navy confirmed that the subsurface interface radar readings on Antarctica matched those 15th century maps. They don't know how. All they did was assert a fact. He mentioned some of these things without knowing anything what he's talking about. It's like he watched two or three Billy Carson videos and then listed all these concepts that are real popular in the truther community about the genetic tampering of ancient aliens on humans to create humans and all that. The gene sequencing between simians and men. The Sumerians were given their numeric system. They didn't develop themselves. The Dogon tribe in Africa, another truther concept that was introduced by Robert Temple. The Emerald Tablets, yeah, he totally mentioned those. So what I'm saying is this entire conversation encapsulated too many concepts. It's like a wide net was thrown out there to get as many people on board to listen to this guy. To it's confidence game. Unfortunately, those who absolutely know the data on these concepts realize he literally gave us misinformation about every single thing he mentioned. Every single thing. So it's
Wow, I'm going to tell you right now, it didn't sit with me from the beginning.
It's crazy. It was crazy.
This is very, very revealing. And I'm going to go as far as I think this goes on along the lines of possession.
Well, it's also very polarizing. It's the whole video, literally, this is how it happened for me. Okay, you contacted me about, hey man, what do you think about this? This is really explosive right now. Do you want to chat about it? You sent me a text, right? So it wasn't even in my field. I don't think I released a single post about it, and I wasn't going to do a video. I wasn't even going to entertain this. I got other things going on. But after you sent me that text, I went back and looked at the simple post I did about Terrence Howard and how I'm not with it, and I could not believe the division in my own community. In my own community, there was a massive rift about it. Oh yeah, he's the truth, and other people saying something smell. I smell a rat. You know what I mean? So I had to go
So he's
back and
very,
watch.
Terrence Howard is very polarizing right there.
Polarizing. It did exactly what it was designed to do. To create
Wow.
division. To create division. Yeah. I
And
mean,
there's
he's
many
got.
more. There's many more out there that I'm watching right now, just with my, I'm like, how can people not see this? And I don't want to even say their names, but I mean, they're out there, they're agitators. I mean, well, I'll say one of them, Kanye West. He was sent
Yeah,
out to
no
do
doubt.
exactly
No
what he
doubt.
did. I mean, it's so obvious, but
Yeah, I get it.
I'm paying close attention to this, man. I mean, we're in a very confusing state of the game right now, and it's done on purpose, correct?
100%. Even the whole one times one equals two that he promotes, which is absolutely wrong, is very polarizing as well. It has created a massive amount of division in the community. People are arguing two and four, and
Yeah.
I'm
Just
totally against it.
deliberate confusion.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Just muddying up the water, confusing everything we know is truth, everything we've learned, confusing the whole thing. This is
Absolutely.
big. This is going to be a big podcast. Obviously, folks, are we done here, Jason? Are we good?
Oh, it
Is there
depends
anything
on
else?
you. See, we hit the red flags.
Yeah. Anything else you want to touch on?
See, we hit the red flags. I tell you what, would you like a small explanation, a real short explanation? I think you'd appreciate it as to why the one times one. Mathematicians know that one times one equals one. But he's trying to get us to draw the conclusion that one times one equals two. And remember, this is what the socialists, this is what the communists wanted to do. They wanted to introduce new systems of arithmetic and then attach all kinds of racial stigmas.
That's the true language, because that's the one true language is mathematics, correct?
Absolutely. And that's what I want to address. I want to address that real quick. We can sum it up with this. We can close this video with this. This is how important it is to understand. This absolutely concerns our relationship with the Oversoul, with God, the Creator, the Eternal. This one mathematical calculation. Let me explain. If you are to assert that 1 times 1 equals 2, you are literally taking the divinity away from 1. Let me explain why. Because in 1, we have infinite potential. One stands alone. One has within it encoded the rest of the entire mathematical structuring. The ability to count in our numeric system doesn't even begin with one. It literally begins with two. Two is caused when the one divides itself. This is the beginning of structured arithmetic. But one is infinite potential, and you cannot take infinite potential and multiply it against infinite potential, because just saying that negates the fact that the first one, infinite potential, isn't infinite. That's like saying God is not divine. Do you follow me? If something 100%. Is infinite, if something is infinite, it never ends. It's all inclusive. And you could never introduce a second infinite next to a first one. It's impossible. The first one's infinite. The first one's eternal. The first one is everything. It's the all. This is the old maxim. The all is present in its parts. The very beginning of our arithmetic is absolutely divine. The one is God. Everything comes out of God, the 2, the 3, the 4, the 5, the equations, the integers, everything after that. But to start with 1 and try to multiply it by 1 means you would need a whole nother eternal God just to get through the equation. And you can't do that. That's blasphemy.
Jeez. So, Jason, this is epic. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Always, bro.
Where can people find you, Jason? I really highly suggest following Jason. He has a killer channel.
Yeah, just you can go to my website. Takes everybody everywhere. Archaics.com. Just go to my website. That's it.
I knew I picked the right guy to get on this one. You came to my mind like that. I was like, I got to contact Jason on this one. Jason, I appreciate you. Folks, this is going to be edited to a degree. There's going to be some words that we took out and stuff like that, only because a lot of buzzwords that can set off alarm bells and stuff like that. So this will also be on .TV and it's raw and hold, no holds barred context. And other than that, if you're watching this on FluffTube, it'll be edited, but I'll try to keep it very, 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 very minimal. But the raw and no holds barred version will be on .TV, Nino's Corner .TV. All right, Jason, thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Talk to you next time.